Chimes sounded in New York City today, 17 years after planes approached the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. Family members at a memorial service recalled the names of those killed.
Nestor Andre Cintron III.
Robert D. Siri Sr.
Juan Pablo Cinceros.
Benjamin Keith Clark.
Yvette Moreno. And my brother, Kevin Joseph Froling. We miss you and love you, baby brother. May God bless you and may God bless America.
17 years later, the bare facts of 9/11 catch in the throat. Two hijacked planes crashed in the Trade Center. A third struck the Pentagon just outside Washington, D.C., where a choir sang today.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light?
Vice President Mike Pence was there.
The terrorists who carried out these attacks sought not just to take the lives of our people and crumble buildings. They hoped to break our spirit. And they failed.
On a fourth hijacked plane, passengers fought back, and the plane crashed into a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. President Trump spoke at the service there.
A piece of America's heart is buried on these grounds, but in its place has grown a new resolve to live our lives with the same grace and courage as the heroes of Flight 93.
Memorials continue around the country today to honor the close to 3,000 Americans who died in the 9/11 attacks.